Welcome back to Tiny Tip Tuesday on Prosperity and Possibilities. I'm your host, Heather C. Abbott. And today, the tiny tip I'm talking about is a pain prevention that is a natural substance. So this is especially important for all the ladies out there that are still suffering from menstrual cramps. It's like magic. It took my pain from an 8 down to a 5. So for anyone familiar with the pain scale, 0 to 10 or 1 to 10, I consider 10, you're totally incapacitated, passed out. 9, you are almost incapacitated, crying, and really in bad shape. 8, just slightly down from the 9. So that's where I was. I was basically on the floor in pain, not quite crying, but close to it. That was the pain level I would have from menstrual cramps. And I took that down to a 5 just by making ginger tea. Ginger tea. What is ginger tea? Well, you buy a ginger root, a root of ginger in the store, peel a little section, take a couple little cubes, like 1 centimeter, 1/2 inch cubes, 2 to 3 of those, put them in a pot of water, boil it for, let's say, 5 minutes. You can add a little bit of brown sugar to it for flavoring if you want, but actually it's pretty good just plain. If you drink that, you let it cool down so you don't burn your mouth or anything, but drink a cup of that if you can the day before or a couple days before your period starts, and then during your period, it will help take those pains way down significantly. The reason being, and I looked this up, ginger actually blocks prostaglandins, which are the pain receptors, I believe it said. So if you're blocking pain receptors, you don't feel the pain. So I'm guessing this works for multiple kinds of pain. I guarantee it works for menstrual cramps. At least I guarantee it worked for me. It should work for you. So that is my tiny tip for the day. Ginger. Now, if you can't get your hands on ginger root, I'm sure ground ginger, the spice, would work. You can add it to a different tea if you want. I didn't find a huge difference just by buying, like, say, ginger and lemon tea bags. I actually bought the ginger, made the tea. It's not hard. You can make one big pot of it and let it cool down, put it in the fridge, and just warm it up a little bit and drink it the next day. Highly recommend it. It's really cheap. And if you have any feedback or thoughts on using ginger, let me know in the comments. Definitely like the show. Stick around. You never know what's coming on Tiny Tip Tuesday. I could have called it random something, but it didn't rhyme with Tuesday. So I went with Tiny Tip just because of the rhyming, alliteration, not rhyming. It's been one of those days. So ginger tea, you can use powdered ginger. You can use regular ginger. You can have it in a different tea. There was a tea I was drinking. This is how I discovered it. Tell you a little story just to make the episode a little bit longer. I discovered it because I was drinking a tea that is meant to help detox your body, not like a detox that people do where they only eat certain things. It's just a beneficial tea. And it's just, you put some fennel, cumin, and coriander, not ground. Like the coriander is like little balls and the fennel's like the whole seed. Put that in the pot and I added some ginger to it. And that's when I discovered it, because I'd been drinking the tea regularly and I added the ginger, and then my cramps were like so much better that month. And it took me a little while to figure out what I had done and replicate it to prove that it had worked, but that's what it was. So if you're looking for a healthy tea, I do recommend that. It's like about a teaspoon of each into 10 cups of water and toss your ginger in and you can drink that tea. It's a very savory, it's a nice tea. The most beneficial for any liquid is to drink it at body temperature. And the reason for that is if you drink a cold liquid, like say you're consuming cold water to hydrate, you're doing yourself a disservice by having it cold, because all the capillaries, the blood vessels in your stomach, shrink when that cold hits them. So it's harder for your body to absorb it cold. Hot, also not as good. When you get it body temperature, it's optimal for your body to absorb everything it needs to from what you're taking in. So I actually always drink my water room temperature, unless I'm choking on something and I get esophageal spasms. So if I'm choking on something, ice water, which I should put into another tiny tip separately, because they had told me I was one in a million when I was choking on food. Turns out I'm not. I have met about 10 people that have that problem, and I don't think I've met 10 million people. So I think their odds are up. That was the tip for today. Ginger for period cramps or other, you can try it for other pain. Have a wonderful week. Mindset Monday comes back every Monday. And then we also have Tiny Tip Tuesday. Oh, wait. Oops. I've recorded a few episodes. I'm sorry. This is Tiny Tip Tuesday. Next is Financial Friday. And then we'll be back for Mindset Monday. We got it. It's all good. Little brain blip. I'm not going to edit this. So you're getting all the blips included. It's just the way it is. I tried doing the podcast launch a while ago and I found I wasn't getting all the episodes out. I still have a bunch I didn't release because I was doing the editing and all these things, and it's all steps against getting things done. So I just cut it out. So you're getting raw footage. I hope you like it. Stick around and I will see you again.